The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus proposed another parable to the crowds, saying, "The kingdom of heaven may be likened to a man who sowed good seed in his field. While everyone was asleep, his enemy came and sowed weeds all through the wheat and then went off. When the crop grew and bore fruit, the weeds appeared as well. The slaves of the householder came to him and said, 'Master, did you not sow good seed in your field? Where have all the weeds come from?' He answered, 'An enemy has done this.' His slaves said to him, 'Do you want us to go and pull them up?' He replied, 'No, if you pull up the weeds, you might uproot the wheat along with them. Let them grow together until harvest. Then at harvest time, I will say to the harvesters, first collect the weeds and tie them in bundles for burning, but gather the wheat into my barn.' He proposed another parable to them. 'The kingdom of heaven is like a mustard seed that a person took and sowed in a field. It is the smallest of all the seeds. Yet when full grown, it is the largest of plants. It becomes a large bush, and the birds of the sky come and dwell in its branches.' He spoke to them another parable. 'The kingdom of heaven is like yeast that a woman took and mixed with 3 measures of wheat flour until the whole batch was leavened.' All these things Jesus spoke to the crowds in parables. He spoke to them only in parables to fulfill what had been said through the prophet, 'I will open my mouth in parables. I will announce what has lain hidden from the foundation of the world.' Then, dismissing the crowds, Jesus went into the house. His disciples approached him and said, 'Explain to us the parable of the weeds in the field.' He said in reply, 'He who sows good seed is the Son of Man. The field is the world. The good seed, the children of the kingdom. The weeds are the children of the evil one, and the enemy who sows them is the devil. The harvest is the end of the age, and the harvesters are angels. Just as weeds are collected and burned up with fire, so will it be at the end of the age. The Son of Man will send his angels, and they will collect out of his kingdom all those who cause others to sin and all evildoers. They will throw them into the fiery furnace where there will be wailing and grinding of teeth. Then the righteous will shine like the sun in the kingdom of their Father. Whoever has ears ought to hear.'" The Gospel of the Lord. I think in the day-to-day conversations that I have with most people, one of the most common frustrations that I hear people speak about is the whole idea about prayer. And I have to admit, for years, I thought maybe it was because I was the last class to be ordained that did not have a spirituality year. After that, it became mandatory. So at the time, I felt like I was getting away with a free year, but maybe that spirituality would have helped me figure things out a little bit better. But most of my life, I've been plagued with this idea: am I ever going to do this right? Does that sound familiar, I hope, or is it just me? Am I ever going to do this right? God must be really disappointed in me because I haven't figured all this out. Well, a few years, maybe 5, 6 years ago, I came to the idea that maybe it's because we're not perfect that God gives us prayer. Prayer is a gift. It's not something that we do. It's not something you have to slog through 20 of these and 10 of those in order to get points or to buy something from God or somehow please a disappointed parent. Prayer is not that complicated. We do not have to perform for God. See, I think if you start with the idea that we do, then you're going to start down that path of failure and maybe never get to the point where you realize that what we're doing is something completely different, what we call prayer. And that's why the second reading today is so short, but it's so important. St. Paul says to the people of Rome, "My brothers and sisters, the Spirit comes to the aid of our weakness, for we do not know how to pray as we ought. But the Spirit himself intercedes with inexpressible groanings." Not inexpressible for God, inexpressible for us. The Spirit fills in our gaps, our weaknesses. It makes sense now when you start to think about how the saints always say it's in our weakness that God makes himself known. Because it's no longer us just making up the words. We finally come to the point where we realize we really don't have that much to say that's worth hearing, even to God. And then in our silence, God speaks, and we know what to say. The one who searches hearts knows what is the intention of the Spirit, because the Spirit intercedes for the holy ones according to God's will. So even if in our lives we might not be sure of what God's will is for us, we recognize right away that God will supply that and that we can trust in him. One of my favorite teachings on this comes from St. Bernard of Clairvaux. It's in a work that he did on baptism. And he explains that in the sacrament of baptism, the Holy Spirit comes and dwells in our hearts. And that is not an insignificant event. In fact, if you think about it, it's as powerful as Eucharist. It's as powerful as the presence of God in any form. The Holy Spirit comes and dwells in your heart. And St. Bernard says that his job, what he does, is he sets up a conversation with the Father from inside of you. The Holy Spirit speaks to the Father and sets up a relationship in your heart. And St. Bernard says that if you want to know what it truly means to be a Christian, all you have to do is listen and then join your voice to his. It's not that complicated. So now I want to use the metaphors that Jesus has in the gospel today for the kingdom of God. And I'm going to say, full disclosure, transparency, I come from the school of pulling weeds. I believe weeds need to be pulled. And just having come off of my day off yesterday, I had the opportunity to pull weeds for about 11 hours, Friday afternoon and yesterday. And I'm telling you, I didn't even know if I was going to be able to get out of bed this morning. I could hardly get out of my car when I got back here last night. The fact is, Jesus never came to Virginia. Because everything here has thorns, vines, and is poisonous. Right? Evil weeds, really evil weeds. And so when I'm trying to have all these beds of perennials, I've given up on food because the deer, they eat everything, right? I wish somebody would train the deer to eat all these nasty weeds, but they don't. But you have to pull up the weeds, otherwise you don't have anything at all, and your neighbors get very upset with you. I discovered, and I was reflecting on this gospel the whole time I was pulling weeds, that in fact, it's okay to pull weeds, and if you pull up something that you didn't mean to pull up, it can go back in the ground, right? It's not gone. But I think what Jesus is saying is, he's saying not to sweat this as much. If you want to think about the weeds in the wheat, or you want to think about the mustard seed that is planted and grows, we don't know how, into the largest shrub, or if you want to talk about the yeast in the dough, it's basically all we have to do is be attentive to God. God does the work. He sows the seed. He makes it grow. He provides the harvest. And I want to use this today as a metaphor for prayer. It's not up to us to do any heavy lifting or to try to figure out the mysteries of spirituality and how we're supposed to do this magic formula of prayer so that we might find ourselves worthy of heaven. Look what we just did to God. That's not who God is. But what happens when we allow God to do what God wants to do in us as fertile soil? All we have to do is let him work and be attentive to what he does and listen to what he says and join our voice to his. Yes, we do have to do what we can do. I think that being attentive can be one of the most challenging things many times in our lives. But what comes with that is a trust that God will take our small efforts and make great things out of them, as long as we continue to be attentive and pray.